You're listening to Asbury University's Chapel Podcast, recorded live from our campus in Wilmore, Kentucky. Asbury's Chapel Service hosts speakers from around the world to inspire academic excellence and spiritual vitality. We hope you enjoy today's message.
Good morning, y'all. Hi. Okay, I'm Rebecca. I'm just reading our Courageous class verse, and it's Joshua 1:9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened, and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Oh, and this is the word of God, and we believe it. Oh, wait. And this is the word of God. Thank you.
You may be seated.
Y'all can sit.
Yeah.
I don't know why this makes me so nervous, but I am the liaison for Jesmond College Connections, Dr. Allie Rhodes. Pause for applause. No. The Jesmond Connections program is a collaboration between Jesmond County Schools and Asbury University that continues to be a very vital part of the community since its founding in 2002. And it's designed for students who are 18 to 21 who are working towards an alternate diploma to provide them time to socialize, go to classes, and be with their peers in a college setting. And so now I am going to have two Asbury students who are going to speak about our two students who are going to be leaving Asbury after this school year. And so I would welcome everyone up.
Good morning, Asbury. My name is Jamie Fletcher, and this is Lauren Harris. And we are the student leaders of the Jessamine Connection Program at Asbury's Equine Center. Today, we are excited to recognize Jacob and Dylan for their accomplishments as they graduate. Jacob has been with Jessamine Connection for several semesters, and it has been a joy to witness his progress and growth in our equine-assisted learning program. Jacob competed in the Special Olympics of Kentucky last year, as well as showing his program horse Blossom in our in-house event last fall. He is always enthusiastic and ready to face any challenges that we set before him.
Dylan joined our program this year, and he has made great progress over these past two semesters. It has been such a privilege having Dylan as part of our program. He has learned new skills and built privileges with our volunteers, and especially with our barn cats. Congratulations, Dylan.
We have thoroughly enjoyed having them as part of our program, and we wish them the best of luck on their future endeavors.
Thank you all so much.
Some of you may know me. I am Will Mincer. I was part of the appointed class in 2021. I was lucky enough to be one of your all's class sponsors, and it was such an amazing opportunity for me. I'm so proud of you guys to see you all sitting here today. I distinctly remember standing on the steps of Hughes, right out those doors, and taking that class photo with you guys, and I even have a class selfie with a lot of you. It feels like that was just yesterday in a lot of ways. You guys are about to take your first steps in your college experience, and we were all so excited. But at the same time, it also kind of feels like a lifetime ago. What you're about to complete is an amazing accomplishment. For most of you, this will have been a four-year journey of endurance and learning filled with the highest of highs and the lowest of lows. When you step outside of Asbury, things are going to be a lot different. I would love to paint a beautiful picture of this perfect life outside of Wilmore and outside of college, but the reality is that life and the world can be really, really hard. What I do want to do this morning, though, is paint a picture for you guys of hope. My first 2 years outside of Asbury were the most difficult of my life. I struggled, I failed, I often felt alone. It was scary trying to figure out exactly how the world operates whilst also being thrust into it. Many of you are going to face similar challenges, finding a place to live, a new community, a job, hobbies, building a family, and most importantly, paying your taxes. I'm kidding. Well, kind of. In my third year post-grad, though, I finally found what I'd been missing. It was that old Asbury buzzword that I, myself, sitting in these seats, rolled my eyes at so many times. Community. I hear you guys laugh. I know you hear it a lot. But legitimately, I moved to Louisville. I found a church home and a group of friends that really came around me. And I also reconnected with several classmates and friends from Asbury. It didn't magically solve all my problems, but it reminded me that we don't have to fight against this life and this world and all that it throws at us alone. We have a Savior to guide us, and we have each other. My biggest regret is that I left Asbury almost determined to do it on my own. I wanted the challenge. I encourage you all to not repeat my mistake. My hope for you all is that you leave here, you are intentional about staying connected across city, state, and country borders. Build a community together outside of Asbury. Encourage one another, love one another, and pick each other up when life gets hard. Give yourself and each other grace. Find balance in life and take it slow. Go on adventures, take risks, savor the simple things that bring you joy in life. And do it together. We weren't designed to go through this alone. And let me tell you, life is so much sweeter when you've got a friend to journey through it with. So I just want to tell you guys that I'm so thankful for you all, thankful to have been such a small part in your incredible journey, and I'm excited to see all the places you're going to go.
Hi, my name is Kira Christie, y'all's other class sponsor. And when I graduated, I had a similar feeling dawn on me. I moved out of my home, I started a new job, and I tried to live a life I didn't even know how to begin. After a few months of twiddling my thumbs and seeing others flourish online and wondering if this how things were going to be forever, I realized that I was scared to make any decisions for my life. I was frozen where I was and struggled to find a way out. Any choice I make could dramatically change who I was and where I was. But this is my life, and the decisions I make directly affect the course of it. Though this might seem a bit obvious, it was like a light flicked on in my head. Yes, doing this or that might close a door here, but it could also open a million more. If I didn't like where I'm at, I can do something about it. For example, I've spent the last 3 years working a 9-to-5, trying to find my passion in life. I wasn't thriving in the work I was doing, but I could see the possibility for something more. Rather than sit and pout about how unhappy I was, I asked myself, what did I truly want to do with my life, and what can I do to get there? Now I'm starting grad school in the fall to be an architect, and I couldn't be more excited for life. It is important to remember that you can make decisions that change your life, but even more importantly, that God is always in control. I felt overwhelmed by the amount of possibilities I had in front of me, but at the end of the day, God has us all exactly where we need to be. My life would look dramatically different if I went back to school right after graduating, or even stayed in Lexington. But God placed me right here for a purpose, and who am I to doubt it? He answers our prayers and never leaves us hanging. As Will said, we are so proud of you all for getting here right now. It was a lot of work, but I know it was worth it. God has so much store in for you, and all you need to do is trust him. Thank you.
Hey, friends. Hey, guys. I'm Jesse, and this is Taylor.
We've had the honor to serve as the Courageous Class President and Vice President this year. Really quick, before we jump into honorary class members, I just want to give a quick announcement. The Alumni House is hosting a party for all of us seniors next Thursday, the 25th, from 8 to 10 in the Shaw CLC Center. It's going to be really fun. Breakfast, trivia, games, tons of prizes, so be there. It's going to be a great time. All right. So we have the joy of announcing our honorary class members. You all had a chance to nominate people, and you had a lot of really good elections, but we were only able to select a few out of those. But it is such a joy because these individuals have had a distinct impact on our time at Asbury, not just as students, but also as followers of Jesus. They have gone above and beyond to make this place a home where we feel like we belong and where we know we are loved. So without further ado, we're going to dive in. And just quick instructions for our honorary class members. When I call your name, go ahead and come up on the stage and then grab a sweatshirt from Taylor. You can exchange the size later. And then just stay up here while we read off everybody, and we'll applaud for everyone at the end. So first, I'd like to ask James and Josh Ballard to come up to the stage. We are honoring the entire Ballard family today because of the incredible impact they've had on our life, and we will also be honoring in memory Rochelle Ballard this morning. Excuse me. And then a student wrote about James specifically. Over the past 4 years, James has had the biggest impact on my walk with Jesus. Not only in the many sermons he preaches anytime the microphone is in his hand, but the way he lives his life day in and day out. So thank you, Ballards. Next, I'd like to ask Jeannie Banter to come up to the stage. One student wrote, "Jeannie has been an incredible encouragement and genuine example of a Christ-centered life. She loves holy and speaks truth boldly, and she's shown me what a life set apart for Jesus is." Next, I would like to ask Trent Ellsworth to come up to the stage. One student sent of Trent, "He has been an amazing leader, teacher, mentor, and friend. He's not only modeled quality work in the field, but has modeled how to be a genuine leader, believer, a trustworthy confidant, and a sacrificial leader." So thank you, Trent. And can I ask Dr. Elise Kearns to come up to the stage, please? One student said of Dr. Kearns, "She represents Jesus so well in the way she teaches her courses and loves her students. She's gentle, kind, encouraging, welcoming, and honest. I will forever be thankful to Dr. Kearns and all that she has done for me and continues to do for me." Thank you, Dr. Kearns. I'd like to ask Elizabeth Loudon to come up to the stage. One student wrote about Liz, "She has been such an incredible mentor and friend. She loves each student so well and gives her time to us above and beyond what her job calls for. And I couldn't imagine what our 4 years at Asbury would have been like without her." So thank you, Liz. And I'd like to ask Dr. Paul Nesselrode to come up to the stage, please. Somebody wrote, "He is incredibly kind and cares deeply about every student that he encounters. He's also one of the most selfless professors I've ever had. He wants every student to find success and will do anything he can to help them succeed." So thank you, Dr. Nesselrode. And finally, I'd like to ask Dr. Aaron Penner to come up to the stage. A student said, "She's a testament to the liberal arts education, and she's involved in so many things, from music events and creative projects like the Asbury Review and Search. And even though I am not an English major or minor, she's become one of the people I am closest to on campus. So thank you, Dr. Penner. Can we just give one last round of applause to these professors, faculty, and staff? Thank you all.
Well, courageous class, you have done it. You've reached 2024, a number that seemed so far away in 2020, didn't it? You have been a special class from the beginning.
You wore masks in your freshman photo with no complaint. You embraced chapel two seats apart from your classmates in a strangely empty hues. Remember?
You formed friendships in outside spaces and through cafeteria plexiglass. You came into that disordered space with joy and determination to live fully.
And live fully you have. You have gifted this campus with so much grit, so much grace, so much creativity, laughter, life, and yes, courage. Being your class advisors has been such a gift.
Thank you. Thank you for all the love you have shared with us, the lessons you have taught us, and the ways you have led this campus. We could not be more proud of you or more thankful for the people you will continue to be in the world.
So now you are at the edge of a new beginning, not the end, but the beginning of what God has for you. As your advisors, we will be behind you, cheering you on as you follow to what's next.
We'll be praying for you that you'll have confidence, wisdom, and good friends to accompany you wherever you go.
We will be praying that these words of Joshua would come to mind often in the coming months of adjustments and uncertainties.
Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go.
Your class verse does allow that there might be fear, that there could be discouragement, but God is and always will be with you.
You are the courageous class. And you've been equipped to overcome and to show courage, to embody courage.
Courage will come from seeking God's wisdom and recognizing his work in you, from allowing him to form you and reform you, your minds and your hearts.
From your time and experiences here at Asbury, we pray that you may know that God is with you always, and in claiming that truth, you may be known by others for your spiritual strength and your courage.
Numbers 6, 24, and 25 is our prayer for you as you go. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace.
Even as you head out on the next chapter of your grand adventure, courageous class of 2024, we will be praying for you and believing in you and blessing you. And may God's blessing always be the one you seek the most.
We love you. We love you. We love you. Okay, this is the most exciting part of Senior Chapel. Seniors, you are going to join us here on the stage, all of you, so that we can sing together our class hymn. So come on down.